Commentator Ken Harbaugh used to be responsible, at least in part, for shaping future leaders of the U.S. military. He taught naval history at the Citadel. He wasn't always sure that his students were as receptive to his classes as their counterparts in other countries.
On day one, I would pose a few questions, like, why did we occupy the Philippines, or what was the Gulf of Tonkin resolution? The fact that the answers were so often wrong told me I had a lot of teaching to do. But it also suggested something about America's unflagging optimism. Like most Americans, my students cared far more about the future than the past. In other countries, national identity is tightly bound to common historical experience. Not so here. Anyone from anywhere can come to this country and call themselves American. When I flew for the Navy, I sometimes asked my crewmen why they joined up, why they thought America was worth fighting for. Their answers almost never invoked history. I once asked a friend from Bahrain what it meant to be Arab, and he spoke of centuries-old conquests and the glory of extinct empires. I'm not saying that America doesn't have its occasional backwardness. I did teach in the South, after all, where some holdouts still venerate the Confederate flag. But the most successful elements of our society are those that forge ahead. The pursuit of happiness is an idea that does not depend on the past. Yet, as I tried to teach my students, history does matter. If we as a nation expect to influence the world for the better, we cannot simply shake our heads at the rivers of blood caused by ancient animosities in places like Bosnia and Rwanda without trying to understand their origins. Just as importantly, we as Americans cannot ignore our own sins. I made it a point to teach my ROTC classes about My Lai. I showed them pictures of what we did there. This got me into trouble with some Navy big shots who worried that rehashing such horrors might, as they said, desensitize personnel to the killing of war. I knew my students better than that. Learning about My Lai, in fact, strengthened their desire to do good. American idealism is about envisioning a better future, not manufacturing a perfect past. And knowing history, even the brutal parts, can help fortify that kind of optimism. Many of my former Citadel students serve in uniform. Some of them will go to war. As a former military man, I want them to have the biggest guns and the best armor available. As their teacher, I want them to remember that our nation's real power lies in our ability to transcend history. I can imagine no greater test of American optimism than the ordeal that is Iraq. Yet I think back to the first day of class and can imagine no greater chance for success than that offered by my students' irrepressible faith in the future. So much now depends on their ability to bring hope to a country burdened by its own traumatic past. As Americans, we may not understand well enough the bitter religious rivalries, the centuries-old ethnic strife, but we do know this. If there is one thing more powerful than history, it is hope.
Ken Harbaugh is a former Navy pilot and a student at Yale Law School.
Remembering editor Barbara Epstein when we continue with All Things Considered.